Good morning, a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, I trust you had a good weekend and you continue to rest up and are feeling better and better?
Yeah, sort of.
Well, and then there's the politics of the weekend. And let's start with Friday, Alan, and the sort of awkward exchange that Angela Merkel of Germany had with President Trump. During an Oval Office photo op, Merkel asked the president to shake hands, and some speculate he either ignored or didn't hear her. It's unclear. They did shake hands earlier in the day, but we have that, the relationship with Germany, and then the President Trump tweets the next day that Germany owes an incredible amount of money for our protection of them, and certainly our relationship with Britain has been strained when it comes to the issue of tapping phones.
Well, look, David, diplomacy is not for beginners. That's for sure. Angela Merkel comes over, meets with the president. Apparently, he refuses to shake her hand when offered. Pretty stupid. Now, about 12% of Germans, I believe I read in the paper, approve of Mr. Trump's behavior and his job while in office so far. So she's in a tough competition for her own job. She comes over there. She sits next to this guy. Her face is, to put it mildly, stone. She's not giving much away as she sits there and sits next to him. And probably there were private conversations which led to a little dissonance between the two. But she's got to please her own constituency at home. She's got to be true to the European model, which Trump certainly isn't showing any great fondness for. And that leaves her in a very tough spot. So I thought she played it very well. She is now being described by many as the new leader of the free world because Trump certainly isn't playing that part. We, of course, have Brexit. We have Trump claiming that the Germans owe a lot more money for NATO and the defense, and they coming back and say, no, they don't. I don't know. In the United States, usually you support your president and you say, well, he must know what he's talking about. But he's told so many fibs and lies that, unfortunately, his credibility is now at a very low point.
Supreme Court confirmation hearings start today for Judge Neil Gorsuch. Your thoughts on those hearings and the importance of the Supreme Court?
David, the two things that are happening today is we're going to hear from FBI Director Comey about what was going on with the Russians and whether they had an investigation and whether that investigation showed anything. And WAMC is going to be covering that via NPR. And they're going to be going back and forth between that and the Gorsuch nomination. Well, frankly, I believe that the FBI director's testimony may prove to be much more important, you know, than the usual stuff that a Supreme Court nominee does, which is, I can't comment on this because it may come before the court, or let me tell you about Marbury versus Madison for half an hour. So it'll be important. Now, unless we see a surprise in the Supreme Court nomination, my bet is that he goes free. He's in like Flynn. I don't think there's any question, although that's a very bad thing to say now because Flynn got kicked out. In any case, I think that the FBI hearings are going to be extremely important, and maybe we'll learn something we didn't. Listen, this is a guy who probably went the long way to winning the election for Trump by commenting on an investigation. Now, he says he never comments on investigations, but he did, and it changed some minds, not that many. She still won the popular vote, but enough so that he won in the Electoral College.
Here's a headline from the Washington Post. The White House has installed political aides at cabinet agencies to monitor loyalty.
Yeah, this is an old story, David. This has happened in many administrations, including right here in New York State. You know, the Soviets used to put somebody into each army unit, and these were called the commissars. And they had more power, when you think about it, than did the people who were the captains or who were running the units, because that guy was always looking over their shoulder. I've seen this happen in gubernatorial administrations of both parties, and it isn't always nice.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thank you.
And thank you, David. Always great to see you after a weekend of revelry, taking up the cudgels once more.